This is Fresh Air. Two very different kinds of books have just come out that explore mysteries, real and imagined. Agatha Christie by Laura Thompson is a biography of one of the greatest mystery writers of all time. And I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara, who died in 2016, is a true crime story. Our book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review of both.
Both of the books I'm recommending today are each in their own way about cold cases. After all, what could be colder than the mysteries surrounding the life of that preeminent queen of crime, Agatha Christie? Christie, by some calculations, is the second best-selling author of all time, beaten by a hair by Shakespeare. She was a resolutely private person, and so has teased the legion of biographers who've been chipping away at her sphinx-like silence ever since she died in 1976. Surely by now you'd think there's nothing more to discover. But as every dedicated mystery reader knows, a gifted investigator sees what most of us mere mortals are blind to. Christie biographer Laura Thompson not only sees Christie's life more lucidly, but she's had a lot more material to peruse, letters and scraps of personal writing tucked into drawers and suitcases at Christie's beloved house in Devon. Thompson was also able to interview family members, including Christie's daughter Rosalind, before her death. The resulting triumph of a biography called Agatha Christie, A Mysterious Life, was published a little over a decade ago in England, but is just now coming out here with a wobbly tie-in to the centenary of the completion of Christie's first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. That's the book that ushered Hercule Poirot into the world. Whatever the excuse, it's wonderful to finally have Thompson's deep dive into Christie easily available. As every biographer must, Thompson takes readers through the familiar milestones of Christie's life. Her idyllic childhood, her first marriage to a penniless aviator and cad, her notorious 11-day disappearance in 1926, and her happy second marriage to archaeologist Max Mallowan. But because Thompson is such a fine, close reader of Christie's deceptively dreamy personality and domestic world, she catches things others have missed. For instance, the fact that Christie's mother, Clara, was probably the love of her life. Thompson also digs into Christie's puzzling contradictions, her strange coldness to her own daughter, her staunch anti-feminist belief that men had better brains. And Thompson appreciates what she calls Christie's ordinary magic as a writer, her innate grasp of human nature, and her natural gift of translucency. That plainness of style that accounts for why Christie is still critically underrated. Christie was an obsessive about murder. After all, she wrote 80 novels, most of them murder mysteries. Journalist Michelle McNamara was also obsessed with murder, specifically researching and trying to crack cold cases. She created a popular website called True Crime Diary, and at the time of her sudden death in her sleep at the age of 46, McNamara was writing a book about her quest to track down the predator she dubbed the Golden State Killer. Beginning in the 1970s, this monster perpetrated 50 sexual assaults in Northern California and then moved south, where he committed 10 murders. In 1986, his sadistic spree mysteriously came to an end, though one of his victims swears she received a taunting phone call from him in 2001. The book McNamara was midway through writing at her death has been completed by colleagues familiar with her research. It's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which is a boast the Golden State Killer made to one of his victims who survived. McNamara and her collaborators have written an unputdownable account of the crimes, the faded suburban California world where they took place, and the dogged police detectives who remain haunted by the case. Just as powerful is McNamara's investigation into her own obsession with the Golden State Killer. Her voice throughout is unfailingly smart and wry. She says at one point, "Sure, I'd love to clear the rot. I'm envious, for example, of people obsessed with the Civil War, which brims with details but is contained. In my case, the monsters recede but never vanish." McNamara was married to the comedian and actor Patton Oswalt, who's written a poignant afterword to this book where he compares his late wife to Hercule Poirot. "I was married to a crime fighter for a decade," Oswalt says, "and emphatically, for real, methodical, little gray cells, great brain type crime fighter." That's the hook, of course, of both Christie's mysteries and McNamara's true crime reportage, that reason will triumph over chaos and evil. And sometimes, even in real life, it does.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Agatha Christie, A Mysterious Life, by Laura Thompson, and I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer, by the late Michelle McNamara. Tomorrow on Fresh Air.
They called him Machete.
My guest will be actor Danny Trejo, who starred in Machete, an homage to 70s action films. In Breaking Bad, his character Tortuga ended up beheaded, his head mounted on a tortoise. As a young man, Trejo was in and out of prison. Now he's a producer of the documentary Survivor's Guide to Prison. I hope you'll join us.